starting in January 2018, students at the University of Missouri will have a new course offering, an offering that is one of a series of ongoing discussions on race at Mizzou. These conversations and the course Race and the American Story are part of the work that continues here at the institution after the November 2015 protest for racial equity. I'm Trevor Harris, and this week on Thinking Out Loud, we visit with the creators of the new course, Race and the American Story. In the next half hour, you'll hear about the content from what a pair of MU faculty hope will be a transformative series of discussions around race here at MU. That conversation is coming up in the next half hour here on Thinking Out Loud. Your neighbors are more interesting than you think. My guests on Thinking Out Loud this evening are two university professors who are participating in a new course, Race and the American Story. My guests this week are Dr. Stephanie Shonikan. She's the chair of the Department of Black Studies and ethnomusicologist in the School of Music and associate professor in the Department of Political Sciences here at the University of Missouri, S. Adam Seagrave. We're going to call you Adam.
Yes.
And we'll call you Stephanie.
Absolutely.
You're both doctors. We'll get that out of the way right now.
Yes.
To both of you, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Trevor.
Thank you very much.
You both have been getting a little bit of attention lately for a course that you developed called Race and the American Story. There is a backstory to this course, and I want to hear about that. Adam came up with the kernel of the idea. Can you tell me where that came from originally?
Yeah, sure. Well, so my interests are in American political thought and American history. But I've also taught African-American political thought for a number of years. It was the first course I taught here at Mizzou as well. And I've come to the conclusion that the African-American story is in many ways the most powerful, inspiring, and illuminating aspect of the American story in general. And so I contacted Stephanie about my interests early on when I came to Mizzou, and we talked about it before. And I knew that she was running this program, Citizenship at Mizzou, which had a lot of success, but that she was interested in extending it across a semester to have the experience be more pervasive on campus and reach more students. And so I thought, well, why don't we collaborate on a semester-long one-credit course that can accomplish some of those objectives and that, from my perspective, can teach American political thought through this very important lens.
And Stephanie had already started a course, or was already teaching a course that came out of the protest that happened on campus in 2015. Can you tell me about the reaction to those protests and the genesis of the course? And maybe for folks who don't remember, enlighten us about the nature of the protests.
Sure. So in the fall of 2015, our students across campus came together and decided to really raise the alarm on what they felt was an uncomfortable campus community. This was not the first time that this had happened, but I think it came to a point because of the recent killings of Black people across the United States and as close to us as Ferguson with Mike Brown in 2014. And so our students had been also experiencing various traumatic events on campus and with a series of unfortunate events, one student being called the N-word, and then another group of students being called the N-word, and then just a series of these really unfortunate and unacceptable happenings on campus. The students came together and started a movement or continued a movement, the next phase of a movement. And so that's what happened in 2015. We were under a lot of scrutiny nationally and indeed internationally as well. What happened here inspired students on other campuses who raised their alarms as well. And so one of the things that came out of that, you know, some really wonderful things. We've had some good conversations on campus since then, but the students and the faculty and the staff thought it would be a good idea to take a moment at the beginning of every semester and talk to incoming students, new students, to talk about how important it is to really embody the values that we stand for here at Mizzou. So we developed a program, not a course, but it's a 2-hour program at the beginning of the semester for freshmen and incoming transfer students called Citizenship at Mizzou. And on that program, I collaborate with 3 other faculty colleagues and about 9 students who play in a band called Talking Drum.
Adam noticed that work that was going on and approached you with the idea of this 1-hour course. In those initial conversations, what did you want to impart, Adam, to the students that wasn't already being taught in some existing course?
Yeah, it's a great question. Part of what I was hoping we could accomplish through this course was to broaden and extend some of the conversations that were already going on at the Citizenship at Mizzou program and at various places on campus, but places and units that weren't always talking to each other, students that wouldn't always interact with each other and have these conversations with each other, especially in extended productive ways. And so part of my idea for the course was, well, we can get students engaging with each other in extended conversations about important topics, about controversial topics, and we can get them to do so in a classroom environment where they're building relationships with each other, where they're talking with students who they wouldn't necessarily otherwise talk to about these subjects, and where they're hopefully engaging in productive conversations across units, across gaps that often occur between different groups on campus.
There's a lot of excitement about this course. Students are already sending us emails and asking us, you know, which section are you teaching or what time is the course. So we kick it off in the spring. I wanted to mention also, Trevor, that Adam is actually an affiliate of Black Studies as well. So I knew him well. I trusted him. And we already had a relationship as colleagues who care about these kinds of courses, who understand the value of these kinds of courses. So it's really a continuation of what we already do. This is new, though, because it's a 1-credit course, and we are asking our students to trust us, to be able to facilitate some discussion on some tricky topics. But we think that if we ground it in the syllabus, as I'm sure we're going to talk about now or soon, that those conversations will be really fruitful and constructive.
That was Dr. Stephanie Shonikon. She's director of the Black Studies program here at the University of Missouri and has a joint appointment with the MU School of Music, where she's an ethnomusicologist. Also on the program this week is MU Associate Professor of Political Science at MU, Dr. Adam Seagrave. He has a joint appointment with the Kinder Institute on Constitutional Democracy and an affiliation with the Black Studies program. Here, Seagraves dips into the syllabus for the new 1-hour MU course, Race and the American Story.
Well, I think the syllabus is pretty unique in the range that it covers historically and also in terms of genre of the materials. So that's one thing we do want to give the students is a broad historical picture. So we start with the Declaration of Independence and go all the way up through Obama. And of course, our discussions will also take us beyond Obama to current issues. But we wanted to, first of all, give that broad historical context for the issues and the topics that people are talking about today. And then also, in terms of genre, we have historical documents in there. I mentioned the Declaration of Independence. We have poetry of Phyllis Wheatley. We have newspaper articles, essays, speeches, different sorts of ways that ideas and feelings and thoughts have been expressed over the course of history regarding this issue.
We want our students to really read these texts and really try and glean from each of them at every stage in the American story what the conversations on race had been and how we can use those understandings and revelations to think about what the conversation of race is right now that we are currently engaged in. We have them turning in journal entries. We want them to really synthesize what they're learning. And we want to see what they do with it. So they'll be giving us some journal entries. Because I'm an ethnomusicologist, I talked my colleagues into letting us have the students come up with a music playlist. And I think I'm most excited about that. I would love to see what the students come up with, because I'm of the opinion that music is one of the most important means of cultural expression. And then we will ask them to write a final paper for us. So we're really excited to see what comes out of this from each individual student.
How will you work to guarantee that it's not an echo chamber or it's not the choir singing to the choir? Because what if I'm a young white woman and my friends and I are interested in this class and we all sign up for Stephanie's section? Well, how do you keep it from being 20 individuals who've had maybe relatively the same experience?
That's a great question.
Because we don't want to have those people just talking to each other.
No. I mean, we've done that for a century, right? And that's been the problem, right? So while it is important to grow as a social group or as a community, it's now time to sort of reach over and listen to each other. And I think that's the only way that we can move forward. So one of the best things about this collaboration is that it's Black Studies, Political Science, History, and the Kinder Institute. We all have different groups of students. We all have students who are on the left or on the right or in the middle, independent. We have all kinds of students in these four units. Because we each have taken a day, not every student of Adams can do it on a Monday. So he's going to send those students my way. And then not all of my students can do it on a Friday. I'll send them to Adam or to Justin or to April or Stephen Graves. April Langley and Stephen Graves, Justin Dyer are our three colleagues who are also doing this. I think that collaboration, the interdisciplinary nature of this project, will ensure that we get students who are not all in the same echo chamber. Also, very quickly, want to mention that as much as we talk about race, not only Black people want to talk about race, right? All of us want to talk about race. And one of the best events I saw on this campus was a collaboration between a Black fraternity and the College Republicans, who came together and really got into it in a dignified and respectful manner. So I don't expect that the person who shouted out the N-word will be in that class. I hope he is. I really hope he is, or she is, or the student who shouted out the anti-Semitic slur, or drew the swastika on the wall. I don't know if they'll be in the room, but we hope that they are.
And obviously you can't reach every single student or every single person the way you'd like to through, you know, in any way, right? That there are always going to be people who are going to continue to not understand and not want to engage. But what I think we hope to do, and what one hopes to do more broadly in society, is to change the culture and to move the culture forward towards increased understanding, increased respect, and especially with respect to these issues. And that if that happens, then that's the kind of victory I think that we're hoping for.
You've thought about this a lot. What can white people do to disassemble their privilege or spread it around? Or maybe sub-question, what can white allies of racial minorities do to improve the situation for everybody?
We should mention that Adam is white.
Right. Adam identifies as...
Yes.
European-American. He's a white guy.
Right. Well, I think that's a great question. So when I think about this, one of the touchstones that I go back to is an essay by Frederick Douglass, where he's talking about moving forward from emancipation at a time when the social problems that the American society is experiencing are often put in terms of the African American problem. Of course, that's not the term they used. And Frederick Douglass says, this is not an African American problem. This is the nation's problem. This is an American problem. And he also contextualizes race in terms of our humanity as well. And so I think that I go back to that as a way of approaching this, that it's important to see how we encounter each other, not only in terms of difference, although that's, of course, important as well, but also in terms of our similarities and our commonality and our humanity. And so I think in that regard, one can even be more than an ally with respect to these issues, because we're not only different, we're also the same. So I look at it that way as well. And I think that in terms of how to deal with ongoing manifestations of racism and these ugly sorts of interactions, that to some extent, these things are, of course, not preventable in the sense of we can't change human nature at some level. But I think that one of the goals is to push forward issues of racial justice and equality into the public arena in a productive way and in a way that will affect policies, for example, to make meaningful change in society. And I think that's something that hasn't happened very effectively, at least it doesn't happen consistently. And I think that's one thing that we can accomplish, even if we can't always fix the particular person who is engaged in this behavior at a particular time.
One of the texts that we are having our students read for this course is W.E.B. Du Bois, who in 1903 wrote The Souls of Black Folk. In it, he talks about the problem of the 20th century being the problem of race. And we're going to ask our students to consider that and to comment on whether they think that was a prophetic statement, and if so, how, and what can we do about it? I held a makeup session of citizenship at Mizzou yesterday at 3 p.m., and, it was an auditorium full of students, and they sat down, and we had to listen, and I had them listen to Bob Dylan's Blowing in the Wind, and asked them whether some of those lyrics, 1962, are still relevant, right? And one of the phrases on there, and one of the students pointed out that, yeah, actually, he says, how many times will it take for us to call a man a man? And how many times will it take for us to turn our heads away? We hope that this course makes us the catchers of some of those answers. Like, if we can really start looking at these issues as a collective, as a group, from different walks of life, from different parts of the country, from different parts of Missouri, that we can start answering some of those questions, whether we're black or white or international or everything in between.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
And race beyond white, black has come up as recently as the World Series. And I'm not a devoted baseball fan, but I'm a fair weather and I watch the World Series. And there was the incident last weekend where the Latino player hit the home run off of, I believe, a Japanese pitcher, and then got back to the dugout and pressed up the corners of his eyes to appear as if he was Asian or mocking the pitcher. That incident highlighted for me how the conversation about race doesn't just need to be, what can I do to create a more equitable landscape for black people? Because there's issues between the Latino community and the Asian American community. The readings for the course lean heavy on African Americans. Do you see room in future courses to bring in writings about race from other ethnic groups?
That's a great question. I mean, I think that obviously it's important to have courses about other ethnic, racial groups, and immigration, and related sorts of issues, gender, and of course, these discussions all intersect with each other in various ways. And I imagine that in our discussions in the course, we'll also talk about other groups, other conflicts between different types of people, different groups of people, and how it relates to the readings that we're discussing. So these things aren't mutually exclusive. I think that we're focusing on race and on African-American issues and political thought in this course, largely because of our context in the United States and the historical situation that we've had here. So I think in the context of the current U.S., understanding racial tensions and racial injustices, particularly with respect to African Americans, does relate in a particular way to the history in the United States. And it's a history that has defined in many ways the broader history of the United States. The Civil War, of course, has fought over this particular issue, and it defined in many ways the founding generation and the issues that they dealt with. So I think there's a special status for talking about race in the sense of the African-American story and experience, although that's not to say that those discussions don't intersect with all these other issues and don't have similarities to them, and that also, of course, there's a role and importance for discussions and courses on those other situations, ethnic groups, et cetera.
Your course, your one-hour course, Race in the American Story, begins in January. Will be taught in the spring semester. When the last student turns in their final exam or their final paper, and you all sit down for coffee or adult drinks or whatever you do to celebrate that you've accomplished something.
Adult drinks.
How will you know that you have succeeded with the course in the first offering?
What we hope to see is that they have taken everything that they've learned from the Declaration of Independence all the way to 2017, and that they're able to talk about race in a more grounded and informed way. And hopefully, we're talking about collating all the papers and having some kind of book that we can hand over to our community, and so that all Mizzou Tigers can read it as a way of thinking about, okay, this has happened once again, but here's a group of 100 students who have who can help us think about what's going on now. As Adam said earlier, it's not that we'll never have a student throw out the N-word or draw the swastika, but we do expect that more students will be informed enough to stand up against that and say, actually, that's not acceptable on our campus and it's not acceptable in our world.
That is the voice of Dr. Stephanie Shonikon. She is the chair of the University of Missouri Department of Black Studies and an ethnomusicologist in the School of Music. She's been joined in studio by Adam Seagrave. He is an associate professor in the Department of Political Science and has an affiliation with the Department of Black Studies and the Kinder Institute on Constitutional Democracy. I'm happy to see that the course Race in the American Story is happening from a personal perspective, because as a Mizzou staff person who is white, who identifies as, I don't really identify as white. That's a discussion for the course, you know?
come sit in, Trevor.
I'd love to talk to the course or be part of it. A few people identify as white, but I think I'll speak for me and what I think is the majority. Most people, white people, don't identify as white. We're just people.
It's a manifestation of white.
And I don't know that most black people identify as black, but maybe they do because I'm not black. So there's something to talk about, of course, is identity. Mm-hmm. Because I don't look at most white people and be like, you're my ally, bro. We're in the world
together.
Well,
you don't need to, Trevor, because right. You have power right. And privilege. We do identify as black because we have to. That is the social construct of race in this country. I would love to just say I'm human, which I am, just like you. But the history of this country has created special class for black people just based on the color of their skin. And we know that has continued. We're not quite there yet where we can throw off all the labels, but we hope to get there soon.
I'm happy that the course is occurring. As an observer from a distance of the protests that happened at the end of 2015, the outcome seemed like it didn't really fit the need in an immediate sense. And you may disagree with me on this, but when I heard, well, Tim Wolf is out, Arbo and Lofton is out, my thought was, well, how does that resolve kids on the street calling each other the N-word? Okay. That it seemed like it was a disconnect, and I know that the work goes on, and I believe that this course is the work going on.
I might say this is a theme in American history, that the outcome doesn't suit the need in every instance that we've seen this issue come forward throughout American history, and which is tragic and troublesome and a problem. So that's right. I think we're hoping with this course and the other things that we're going to do with the project and that Stephanie's doing more broadly, that we will actually move that needle a little bit, because there's a troubling pattern of this, that the outcome has never suited the need throughout American history.
But I would also throw it back at you, Trevor, and say that despite the resignations of those two men, what else have we achieved since then? We have taken thousands of students through this Citizenship at Mizzou program. The College of Arts and Science has passed a requirement that all students have to take a carefully chosen and approved course that gives them a diversity check mark, but they have to do a 3-credit course in arts and science. The Kinder Institute and Black Studies has collaborated on this project. We have had speakers. We have had all kinds of really wonderful experiences that are above and beyond what other campuses have done. You know, I don't know that any other campus is engaging freshmen and transfer students the way we are. I don't know that any other campus has come up with this kind of course. Again, it's not a Black Studies course only. It's a collaboration of disparate units that came up with this project. So I always want to leave us with this idea that what happened in 2015, we are reaping wonderful fruit from all of that. What happened was not wasted. We are all beneficiaries of it.
We'll give the last word there to Dr. Stephanie Shonikan, Chair of the Department of Black Studies. She's been joined in studio by Adam Seagrave. He is an associate professor in the MU Department of Political Science. They will be teaching Race and the American Story along with three other professors, 5 sections, in the spring 2018 semester. To both of you, thank you for being guests on the show this week.
Thank you, Trevor.
Thank you very much for having us.
And from the 1963 LP, The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan, here's Blowin' in the Wind. This is KBIA.
Must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.